So you go down to the store and buy me a
pumpkin, Jim.
Kusho.
Pumpkin.
Pumpkin. That's the thing that you know you make.
Right.
What kind of melons do you raise?
Watermelons.
Any other kind? No other kind?
There's a pie melon.
A pie melon?
Good, big and break your knife in it just so
that's take your eggs and cut it
thank you.
Does are there different kinds of watermelons or are they all the same?
They're different kind. They ain't no watermelon. They say animals eat them, but I don't know how to eat them hardly dead.
Do watermelons have different colored meat?
You see, the watermelon have red meat, and then some watermelons have yellow meat, what they call cream. But these pie melons just like a goat.
Is there any way to tell what color meat the watermelon has without opening it? Just have to go ahead and cut it?
Yes, I have to go ahead and cut it.
What do you learn skin of?
What do you call these vegetables that you might see growing around on the ground somewhere, and they're kind of shaped like an umbrella? That's kind of an umbrella shape. What do you call those things? Ever heard of, ever seen any mushrooms growing?
I have. You sleep now.
No, going to sleep. About this type of vegetable that might grow on a stump or a fallen log, something like that. It kind of looks like an umbrella. It has a wide covering on the top.
Mushrooms.
Can you eat some kinds of mushrooms?
They said can. Mm-hmm. I ain't never eaten none.
There's a second kind. The lady in Angela told me.
Have you ever heard of a type of mushroom that's not good to eat?
I've seen a lot of that in the woods that we meet.
What would you call those? Some that might be poisonous.
I call it mushrooms.
You call it mushrooms?
Well, I know what you call it.
Have you ever heard it called toad stew?
I have. They want to bring me some. She went to pick some in jail. Bitch, I want to bring me some. I said, I thank you.
Sit on my knee kind of thing, toad.
When we have that party this Friday, if you tell a funny story, everybody's going to be doing what?
Lay.
And if you get out your guitar, everybody's going to start doing what?
Sing.
That's right. If somebody offers to do you a favor, you might say, "Well, I appreciate it, but I don't want to be." I appreciate your offer to do me the favor, but I don't want to be, what?
In your sleep? Jim!
Huh? No, I'm studying what to bring out there.
You know, you don't want to feel like you owe him something. You say,
right.
You say what?
I appreciate your favors, but I don't feel like you owe me or I owe him. Mm-hmm.
Would you ever say, I don't want to be beholden to anybody?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
If somebody asked you to do a certain job and you'd say, sure, I
do it. Mm-hmm.
What about if you're not able to do something, you might say, I'd like to, but
I'm not able, I can't. Mm-hmm.
If somebody asked you about sundown to do some work for them, you might say, well, I got up to work before sunup today, and if you've already worked all your gonna work.
And I worked all day and I couldn't get it.
That's right. You ever had anybody